I love this song. It's a good song. Well, anyhoodle, so this is the Wrestling Revolution. Mark Becker here with my dear friend, Senator Jamie Wall, and Representative Maude Rivera-Wagner. So the reason that I wanted to talk to you guys is you're doing something that's really cool. And, you know, boo hiss to Ryan Spotty for having the audacity to do his job today. Because he
gets a pass for doing good things for us in Madison, but yes.
he was going to be here as well, but he had to be elsewhere. But you guys are doing an in-district swearing-in ceremony. I don't remember, even when there was all Republicans, they didn't do something like that. And they had an opportunity. Arguably, they've had too many opportunities to do something like that. But here we are talking about that.
So, you know, one of the things I'm just excited about is that we all kind of talk to each other, know each other. Jamie and I are neighbors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we don't live too far from...
Yeah, five, six blocks.
You know, neighbors.
That's neighbors,
and,
yeah.
And one of the things that's amazing about Green Bay is that we are neighborly. We also celebrate together all the time. And usually it's Packer games, but we have a history celebrating together. So it's not as partisan. There hasn't really been an in-district swearing in this area for several decades of any kind of real party. But one of the things that we were very thankful for as a group is that this community kind of showed up. The best thing is that everyone participated. All kinds of people got involved. We are elected representatives for every single person in our districts. And we wanted to bring people together in this district. Not everyone wants to drive 2.5 hours each way to Madison just to see us raise our hands.
Right.
And so how can we make government more accessible? And this was a way for us to collectively say, one, thank you. And two, how can you be part of the conversation and part of this? And our goal is to do that for lots of things, is to make people feel like we are bringing Madison to them, not that we're going away to Madison without their values, their support, and their help. So we're kind of super excited to do this. We didn't think it was that unorthodox, but we were excited about it.
Sure. Well, and I agree with everything Ahmad just said. This is a chance to, you know, thank our supporters, but also, I mean, this is a state event. This is not a campaign event. And we have, there'll be people there who didn't vote for me. My former opponent, and I give him credit for that. We had a reschedule for different reasons, but he was going to come to the one the last time before we had to reschedule it. So, I got the votes of 21 out of 40 people in my district, and I need to represent the other 19 as well. And this is one way to start doing that.
I think it's cool. You know, you're not driving to Madison alone. You're driving with hopes and dreams and aspirations of thousands and thousands of people that depend on you for, I mean, what a weight, you know?
And that's why we're not doing it alone, right? The goal is that people are doing this with us, right? That it's not just on my shoulders. It is not just on a single individual's shoulders. Part of this community swearing in is we want to work with everybody, right? We want people to come testify. We want people to engage us. We want to have roundtables and conversations that despite what people think about Madison politics or what happens at the State House, the goal here is to be responsive, listen, and engaged. And this is us as an opening to let everyone know that regardless of who you voted for, or if you didn't even vote at all, there's some people that didn't vote at all, that we are going to serve you, engage you, and listen to you. And that shouldn't be partisan.
I think one of my first cracks in the old Republican armor was when I was elected to the county board. And my first meeting was with the library. Mm. And they talked about the people that come in when it's too cold. And they talk about the people that come in to apply for jobs because they don't have internet. And they talk. And so it's just like, I went in my car and I was like, I got emotional. And I was like, wow. Like all of these things that you know, those people are doing, you know, and it's like, oh my God, you know, how wrong I was. And I felt that was the moment where I felt the weight of need. And my God, there's so much of it. And yeah, it was a big deal. And I would imagine that as you guys are, from your time in the city, but you as well, Senator Wall, you know, seeing all of the need that's in the community too. I mean, oh my God, that's a lot.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, the good news is that, you know, sometimes there are things you can do that help the you know, the people who are really struggling, the folks mm-hmm. you're just talking, Mark, and at the same time benefit lots of other people, you know, as well. And I mean, I think the reason we've talked as much about housing as we have here is I think that's an issue. I mean, that's like that. I mean, we just need to build more single family housing, more apartments, more condos, more of everything mm-hmm. here. And there's some things that we can do there that should cross party lines and hopefully be able to get something done for our folks here.
So crossing party lines and all of that would be wonderful. And we've talked about this a few times, and I wanted to touch back on it a little bit. Is how is this going to work? Where, you know, you have a group of people that didn't have to give two rips about anybody before, mm-hmm. and could kind of bully, not kind of, they did. And, you know, thankfully a lot of those was not a lot, but some of those people are no longer there. The representative of the 88th was a particular thorn in the side of all things, you know, intelligent. And how do you work with the other side to say, hey, this group, this package of bills that all of us on the Democratic side are sponsoring, this is important. And the Republicans in all likelihood will say, all right, get a Republican first. Then we'll talk.
Well, you look for opportunities. You can't take the politics out of politics, and we're not going to agree on everything, and it's not, you know, going to be singing kumbaya. Or
right,
everything.
Right. No,
you know, sometimes you just have to stand up for what you believe in and what the people, you know, sent you there. But, you know, there are issues. You know, Mott and I have both done some work on this. We talked to the governor about getting some money to help our local police departments pay for the costs that they're going to incur with the NFL draft coming up. And that's a huge deal. It's a wonderful thing for the community here. But, you know, it was also about $1.5 million hit to police budgets in Green Bay and in Ashwaubenon and in the county sheriff as well. And I think the governor's going to put that in the budget, and Ahmad's been talking, and I've both been talking to, you know, some of our Republican neighbors about whether we can keep that in, and I'm cautiously optimistic we'll be able to do that. So, I mean, that's a win. The Green Bay Police Department is about a $30 million a year enterprise, and this would make them whole for about $1 million. So that's a noticeable amount of money in their budget, and the same thing applies to Ashwaubenon and to the sheriff as well.
And Jamie knows this about me, and you know this about me. I'm deeply hopeful. And maybe I'm hopeful because we've had partisan politics in Green Bay in every office up and down the ballot, right? Whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
That has just been the case. And we've been able to do big things, right? From JBS to the Conservation Corps to getting 100% on our equality index for LGBTQ folks.
Yeah.
Part of me is hopeful, right? That there is ways that we can have things that meet people's needs, that there's compromises to be made, that there are ways for us to work together, that there doesn't have to be an iron fist of partisan politics. I also could be naive. So I told this to former Mayor Jim Schmidt that I'm totally open to the idea that I could be too idealistic. But I've seen that on the local level. We've had some losses on the local level too, but we've seen a lot of wins over the last 4 years. Because we have found ways to both compromise and be connected to the community and talk about what helps the majority of folks. And it's worked. So I'm hoping to take that spirit to the Capitol. And as the senator said, it looks like we've already found some bipartisan piece of legislation, mm-hmm. right? That we, the three of us, the two of us in particular, have found a way to do something, even low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep being idealistic. I'm going to keep hoping that it's not right, left. It's pro Green Bay or not pro Green Bay.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
And that's what this show is all about. It's not about what's left or what's right. It's about what's right versus what's wrong.
Right.
How do you, as we talked to Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, State Senator Jamie Wall, how do you bring that and have that discussion with the people you represent who maybe do want you to have an iron fist and, oh my God, how dare you? You know, how can you look at those people and be on a bill and sign on a, you know, how do you do that?
I mean, honestly, I don't, you know, I'm speaking for myself and maybe you have a different view here, Ahmad, but I just haven't heard a lot of that. I mean, the things that I heard at the doors was, you know, overwhelmingly, you know, why can't you bozos try to work together and get something done? And often they didn't say bozos, you know, okay. So
they cleaned it up. Thank you.
That you heard. Exactly. We are on the air. And you know, that was from people across the spectrum. Now, are there issues that people believe deeply about and are passionate about and want people to stand up for them? Absolutely. But the average citizen, the average voter isn't getting up in the morning and saying, we need more partisan knife fights in Madison. That's what's going to make this place better for us. So that's kind of liberating. I mean, that's who I am. I've spent my business career helping people solve problems, and I represent a moderate district, and I think they deserve people who will try to go to bat for them and try to work with people on both sides of the aisle to do what's right for them.
And frankly, the same thing I heard. Frankly, everyone, what I heard was that the state legislatures were good ideas go to die. Everybody's ideas. And I actually heard that from Democrats and Republicans saying that, like, we basically just, no one talks to their legislature because it doesn't seem like anything gets done.
Yeah.
And so they really want to get things done. Now, I always also say that a lot of the issues that I heard in my district are kind of majoritarian issues, right? Solving housing. We want schools to be fully funded. We think that childcare shouldn't cost so much. We think that our roads should be built better and faster. I mean, I didn't hear that many. We could add a partisan lens to it, but people want the freedom to make choices about their bodies. They want freedom to marry the person that they love. Yep. These weren't, they don't have to be controversial. People, we can make them, but these often have majority support or clear, close plurality support across the political spectrum. And so to me, like the senator said, most folks just want us to get things done. They truly just want movement on everyday basic issues and not culture war fights and banning of books and yelling at people about who they are. I heard no one, including people from those communities, being like, this is what you should be focusing on 100% of your time. So my hope is to, you know, to the senator's point, is that that frees me up to be pragmatic, clear-eyed, and focused on how much progress can I get in these next 2 years, and showcase that to the public and to my community, and how can they work with me to do that. And that's a cool job to have. It's what I did as the mayor's chief of staff. It's what I've been doing my whole life, is like figuring out, how do we get some movement on intractable issues? And so sometimes it's one house at a time, and that's okay.
Well, and there's a lot of people that think, and I've heard this, Governor Evers said it himself when we were talking in Ripon. He does believe that in 2 years, there will be some sort of a divided government where one party will have one majority here in one point. Or he was so bold enough to say he believes Democrats will take both houses in 2 years. That's what he's been public about that.
Oh.
And so, you know, that would be, I think the work that you're doing now is going to lay the foundation to how things happen in 2 years.
Here's what I will say, and I speak for myself. My dream isn't that there's necessarily more Republicans or Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
My dream is that there's more people responsive to the needs of people in their district. When people are responsive to the needs of their people in their district, more things get done.
Yeah,
and that is just a deep thing. There has definitely been Democrats who aren't that good at being responsive in the history of Wisconsin. There are Republicans who have, in the history of Wisconsin, have not been that responsive. So if what we can do in the next 2 years is say, that if you don't want to do anything, get a different job, I'd love that. And if that results in a Democratic majority, so be it. But if we, no matter what in whose party, actually gets people who want to get things actually done, that would be a benefit to all Wisconsinites.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, I couldn't say it any better than that, Ahmad. I do think that, you know, by and large, good policy is good politics. And if we're working toward things that are going to make the everyday lives of our voters better, maybe that'll benefit us too. But I mean, that's the way it's supposed to work in a healthy democracy. You say what you're going to do, you try to do it, and you're rewarded or punished accordingly. So it's up to the voters, and that's the beauty here.
So how do folks contact you guys?
Oh, gosh.
Well, you don't give your cell phone numbers out, but you know.
No, that's all right. We both have Madison offices now with some staff down there. You can find us online, but I think my number is 608-266-0484.
And, wow. You did that with no notes, by the way.
We'd be glad to hear from you. If you're ever in Madison, we'll hook you up with a Capitol tour. I'm Ahmad too, will be spending the large majority of my time here in the district. So we'll be accessible to everybody in community events, it going forward. Yeah.
And then my email is rep.rivera-wagner@legis.wi.gov. We're happy to hear from folks. I'm so impressed with the senator. I don't remember my number yet. That's impressive. I don't know my number yet, but my office is 18 awesome. West at the Capitol.
Representative Ahmaud Rivera Wagner, Senator Jamie Wolf, thank you so much. Really appreciate what you guys got in store.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you.